Ladies and gentlemen, Barry Callahan. My dad can still beat your dad, by the way.
Where is Nathan Cohen when we need him?
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to read the names of the people that we've just heard from, and I'm going to ask you to give them a huge hand of applause also. Francesca Valenti, Rosemary Sullivan, David Mason, Ken Sherman, Dorothy Rath, Pier Giorgio De Chico, and again, Barry Callahan. Ladies and gentlemen, please. Well, I'm sorry to say that that actually means our revels now are almost ended. We only have remaining the last excerpt of the film, of Don Winkler's film, and a few last thank yous that I want to do. I do want to say just a word, however, about the symbolism which we have seen throughout the evening. The very first poem that was read by Sharon had to do with my sister growing up beside water. And the poem that Ellen read at the end of the last segment was The Swimmer, which had to do with the poet diving into water and plunging to the very bottom of a lake, to the very bottom of the creative element, which is what water symbolizes. And it breaks my heart to see the symbolism of the film that we're about to see, because it's my father as a much older man begging for the muse to return. And instead of plunging into the water, which is symbolically the very source of his creativity, he's wading in, and he's not plunging deeply, he's simply swimming on the surface. And I mention this because I know that many of you see it, but others weren't so lucky as to have somebody whack them over the head with a wooden spoon when they were 14 or 13, you know. Not everybody gets it. And I just want to say also a few thank yous. Once again to Jeff Taylor, Ellen Seligman, Cedric Smith, and to Jim Polk, who suggested the Brahms String Quartet in A minor for the background music we've been hearing. And finally, I want to say thank you to you, the audience. I wrote an article in the Globe and Mail shortly after my father died, and I talked about how I had received so many phone calls and letters and emails, and it became so obvious to me that my father had touched, I estimated, tens of thousands, perhaps hundreds of thousands of people right across the country who were now sharing in my grief. I called you my strange siblings, and I thank you for coming here tonight. My father did not want a burial place, one contained place. He wanted his ashes scattered, and he didn't want a monument. His monument is his work, and his final resting place is in your hearts and all our hearts. Thank you. Good night.